I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives radio show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we are the team behind the New Life Perspectives radio show here on the UK Health Radio Network, and also the team that created the Cogno Movement System. And, you know, today we have something really special we want to share with you. We were at the Utah Energy Healing Convention in Ogden, Utah last weekend. And oh man, a lot of things happened, and we really want to share with you a lot about what happened there. But just a couple of things up front, a little shameless promotion, if you guys don't mind. Bill and I will be teaching an event coming up September 8th through 11th in San Diego. And I have to tell you, it's an event that we put on our books rarely and with caution, because the magnitude of it is incredible. It's called the Cogno Conscious Event. Will you tell everybody really quickly, Bill, what happens in that event?
Oh, gosh. Now, the easiest way for me to explain this is that we work with everyone clearing the shame, guilt, grief, resentment, blame, fear, all of these things from your life, all of the grief from your life, all the shame of your life, all the humiliation of your life, all of the anger, all of the fear of your life, all of it from the beginning of your life until today. And this is done over a four-day period where we work up through what's called the levels of consciousness, meaning your understanding, right? At a certain point, you had an understanding that you were to be angry, you were justified in that, or fearful, or whatever. But when we clear all of these things out of your awareness, out of your neurology, your body, you end up with this absolutely incredible experience. Absent these patterns that are subliminally running in your life, in your body, when you're finally absent that, imagine how you might feel and imagine what might happen in your life. Afterwards, what can only be called the miraculous. You know, you aren't struggling to forgive everybody anymore. Then literally you don't feel anything. It's gone.
It's incredible. And Bill and I have experienced it multiple times now. And I, for myself, have become more of who I came here to be on the planet. You become more of who you are. But the feeling that you experience, I don't know if any of you have heard the term love or above, or 500 or above, you get to actually touch those states and take them home with you. Not aspects of them, but them. You get to go home at a higher level than you can even imagine.
Yes. And this means that your relationships change, your finances change, every possible thing that is in your life is affected by those patterns that have been running forever. So that's what it is. Check it out. Go to our, you know, we'll stay to the end here. We'll give you our website and all that, and you can check it out at cognomovement.com. And the event is it's right under the event page.
Yeah, the event's called Cogno Conscious. And all of you who are listening, we want you to know you're welcome. You're invited. But you have to be ready. If you're ready to absolutely transform yourself and your life, I would highly consider coming in, and we welcome you. If you're not quite ready, this one may not be for you. Also, one other thing that's happening in September, the 2nd through the 4th is the live portion of the Cogno Movement Practitionership Training. Now, there's a whole lot more to it than that. But also, I don't know if we've ever done this before, but if you're a practitioner already of other things and you want to add something to your practice that not only changes the mind, because that's a side effect of what we do, but changes the body through very simple methods through the nervous system, this might be for you. And we want to welcome you and invite you to set up a quick call with Bill or myself and see if we can get you in this program in time to be ready to come to San Diego the 2nd through the 4th. It's huge as well. And anybody who goes through this course, you change. That's one of the biggest things you get out of it. You are changed as well. And some people are coming to both of those events, the practitioner and the Cogno Conscious. I can't even imagine what's going to happen after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our promo over, but we really wanted to invite you guys to make sure that you know that's available. So Bill, let's dig in and talk about this event in Utah. It's a huge event. We were able to speak at it for 3 days, which was fun, but we did sessions. We worked with people for 12 hours a day. And there was a theme that emerged that really impacted Bill and I, and that is concussions. The amount of people that were continuing to suffer with concussion. Now, I want to say Bill and I are not doctors, and we did not diagnose anyone. We don't do that, but we do have a fantastic solution for something that most people just have to live with. Right, Bill? That's what their doctors tell them. You just have to live with this.
Yeah, that's right. We had all these, a lot of people come to the booth with traumatic brain injuries, or, you know, they had been knocked out, they got in a car accident, you know, that sort of thing. And the interesting thing is that the doctors were just like, okay, well, you know, don't go to sleep, you know, for a little while and relax. Okay. You know, and they didn't really have, unless there was a brain bleed, you know, something that they would do, which mirrors my personal experience. You know, I'm pushing here. I'm 60 years old now, and I can't tell you how many times I was a bit of a, you know, rough and tumble boy. You know, I was a kind of a boy's boy. You know, I loved martial arts, which means, you know, you're going to get kicked and punched in the head. I played football from, you know, fifth grade with the helmet and everything. And you used to pride yourself on, you know, these scars on your helmet. If you had scars on your helmet, it means you were a sticker. You know, you were like, boom, you know, I can like a ram, like a ram, you know, how rams butt their heads. You know, talk about stupidity, right? You know, you would priding yourself on a gouge in your helmet, right? And that was the big thing, right? In high school, they, you know, if you had a ring, it would mean the plastic was literally pushed in so hard that it compressed and made a ring where you had stuck somebody. And, you know, you would walk off the field, throw up, you know, be dizzy. But it was like, you know, that was just commonplace. It wasn't like, you don't see no doctor. Oh, like, go see the doctor. No, you just get on your bicycle and go home. You know, they didn't take concussions seriously. But one of the things that's come out now they realize an untreated concussion doesn't like just go away. The damage to your brain remains. If it's not treated, it's not treated. So you have part of your brain that is not working. There was a wonderful doctor, right? Many people here listening have heard of Dr. Daniel Amen. So Dr. Daniel Amen gained fame as a psychologist. And he said, you know what? The brain is psychologists are the only doctors that don't look at the organ that they're treating. So he started doing, they call it a spec scan, and he would scan the brain. He had done something like 130,000 brain scans, And that was the last time I had been to one of his seminars, which probably 2 or 3 years ago. And I know he's got clinics all over the country in the United States. Maybe I don't know where else in the world, but he had found that those injuries, right, come as places that the brain's not functioning or hyper, right? So, Liz, I know that, you know, you have so much to say on this subject and you've helped so many people overcome. I have a little bit more on Dr. Daniel Amen, which I'll get back to, but Liz, tell us.
Well, actually, you know, what I wanted to say first was, you know, in conjunction with what you were saying, Bill, is what shocked me about what we saw was not just the fact that these people had concussions, but then that they went untreated, but the myriad of effects that came from them. I mean, so many things: anxiety, chronic worry and thoughts, you know, even irrational fears. Lack of balance. That's a big one. You know, the falling down. I'll share a story about someone in my own practice later on about that. When you don't have stability in your life, when you feel like you're falling, when you can't go up and down stairs, that affects you. Vertigo. Things like blindness, partial blindness. That was a very interesting one. One that we don't think about. Lack of focus. Sensitivities, visual and auditory sensitivities, and the list goes on. And people who are doing research into concussions now know that the list goes even into things like ABS or IBS, sorry, irritable bowel syndrome. So, but the theme was there's really nothing that can be done. In the initial hours after a concussion, people are watched carefully and to make sure that their brain isn't swelling. But beyond that, there's nothing they can do about it. So, like I said, Bill and I discovered early on that through our tools, we use a lot of visual tools. We could spot a concussion a mile away, and we can actually move the nervous system around it or in reconnecting those nerves, where the effects of that concussion are no longer apparent. So we can't say that we're curing anything, but functionally, we can work around whatever the thing that is blocking the nervous system. So we've seen miraculous things. And it was kind of really just a side piece that we did in our system. Oh, okay, you came in up. Looks like, you know, have you ever had a concussion? I can see in your visual range a part of your brain-eye connection that's not working. Oh yeah, I had a concussion. We clear that out. And then we move on to other things. But I think that what we saw this week and with the sheer volume of people with the similar problems is that maybe that's not something that's small in terms of the overall effect on the nervous system. That maybe that's something to look at as the supporting factor and not just a small part of it. So we need to take a quick break with the UK Health Radio Network here, and we'll be right back with so much more.
Earth Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So, Bill, tell us what you had to say about Dr. Amen, and then let's share a few of the stories that we saw this weekend and in other areas of our practice.
So Dr. Daniel Amen, what Liz was just saying a minute ago couldn't be more true. It turns out that the damage, right, from these head injuries, and the very first thing is, I'll point out, it's much, Dr. Daniel Amen's, his list of questions that when you come in, he tries to discover if you've had an injury before. And what everybody says is when we ask them, do you had a brain injury or anything, or been knocked out or anything, or concussion? And the answer is always the same. It's no, unless it's really recent, like in the past year or so, and it was, there's some really super severe cases, but for the most part, the answer is no. So you have to kind of coax it out of them, because even me, like, I had a skydiving accident. I literally got knocked out. I face planted, parachute collapsed 700 feet up. I crushed many bones in my body and end up in ICU for a month. And my face, anyway, I face planted. But when people, ask me, have I been knocked out? I completely forget that, oh yeah, I did get knocked out when I had the skydiving accident. And then I forgot about all these times of like, have you ever had a brain injury? No. Hell, I've had, how many times, in the martial art training, you get punched, you get kicked, and all kinds of other things happen, right? So, these things are extremely common, I guess, is what Liz was saying, is it's incredibly common. And you just don't realize it because you go on with your life. But if you have IBS, if you have a shoulder injury, if you have like bouts of anger, if you have irrational thoughts, and they feel rational at the time because it's like, yeah, I should be angry, right? If you have, like, you look at the computer and you have a hard time focusing, right? Or if lights bother you, if loud sounds bother you, if you have problems sleeping, if your periphery vision, if you find that, I can't see so good over on my left side or my right side, or if I look up, it's kind of hard for me. All of those things, probably you've got some sort of injury, even though you thought, I got a headache. I got in a car accident and I had a headache for 2 days or a day. No big deal. I'm over it. Guess what? You're not. It's sitting out there as a place that's not functioning. There's still that injury there.
Well, it's one of those things. I spoke with Dr. Deanna Elliott, who's a doctor of physical therapy, about this subject. She's an expert, in the field, and she says she sees it all the time. And she actually will use Cogno movement to correct it as well. But she was saying that it's so common that it even happens during birth, and that it's happening more and more during birth because of the way that our food is lacking nutrients and minerals, our bones are less strong. And so that these little nicks to our brain are that common. And what the brain does is then routes around it. She's always telling me how the body just will route around things and create torsion to try to keep balance, to try to keep harmony. But the problem is, uncorrected, you end up with all of these problems, overcorrections in the body that create issues. So it's really something to look at. If you're suffering from some of those things, the culprit might be a latent concussion. So I have seen concussions that are as old as 20 or 25 years old, and we'll see them. What happens is we evaluate the eyes and how they're moving, and you know how far into the periphery you can see, how easy or not easy it is for you to actually follow and focus in certain ways. And what we'll see is all of a sudden, the eye appears not to be seeing. Now, the person will say, I see it. But the way that we teach our practitioners and ourselves to look, you can tell that the eye is actually not focused. And there'll be a gap in the vision for sometimes it's as much as, 2 or 3 inches. Sometimes it's little as just an inch. And what I'm talking about is in moving the eyes up and down around the face or in a circumference around the face. And you'll ask, have you ever had a concussion? Have you ever hit your head? Have you been in a car accident? Did you play sports? Did you fall down the stairs? And the person will be like, oh my God, yes. How did you know? Well, it's very, very obvious. And so in that spot, what we know is then that the system has routed around that. And sometimes those connections, the new routing system is not so effective. The way I visualize it, Bill lives in Southern California. Have you ever seen them build off-ramps or a new on-ramp system of a freeway? And it is just the worst. You're thinking, what in the world were these people thinking? What were the engineers doing? It just creates a bigger mess. Well, it seems as though that may be what's happening to the nervous system. Again, Bill and I are not doctors. We consider ourselves technicians, or we know how to play the nervous system like an instrument. But our job is to route around that so it's really just more effective. And the body does know how to do it. It just needs a little help, a little prompt. So I'll share a story from the event that was very recent concussion. The woman was still black and blue in the face from falling. And she said that she'd been at her daughter's wedding, and she was 70, and everyone was trying to help her grandkids, you know, let me help you down the stairs. And she felt like they were trying to old lady her. She didn't like it. So she kept telling them, no, 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 I don't need help. And dang it, sure enough, she missed a step, a dark stairway outdoors, tumbled, hit the bridge of her nose and conked her forehead. She still had a big egg on her forehead, and she had a concussion. Of course, they went to the doctor, and there's nothing they could do. But it had been such a short time. She said immediately she was having anxiety. She was thinking that she was going to have to go into a nursing home. Her life was over. She might have to have assistance. Now, mind you, she's a perfectly healthy woman before this, that, she was never going to be able to walk downstairs again. She might have to have constant help. She was heading into depression. Now, this was all in just a short period. And she said she felt like her life was over, like a demarcation of the, she hit her head and after. So it was easy to find the concussion and easy enough to clear. And then we cleared the fears around it a little bit as well too. But immediately after, and this was maybe a 10 minutes a session, she said, what was I thinking? Everybody falls. Little kids fall. You know, you can slip on anything. why was I thinking I had to go into a nursing home and my life was over? She said, it doesn't even make any sense. And it didn't, it was irrational. But this pattern in her brain had turned on fight or flight in the nervous system. It was in a little bit of shock because there was some brain damage, a little bit of damage to the brain. And all of that was corrected. And she came and saw me a few hours later and thanked me again, just because she just felt like herself again. She said, oh my God, I have myself back. And I have another story about that, of a woman who fell at a teaching event. She was a teacher and was a work event. And she'd been suffering for 2 years with exactly the same kind of things, reaching for everything, falling, never being comfortable walking down a step. She said she felt like her life had been taken from her. And doctor after doctor after doctor, and she just couldn't get herself back. Again, nervous system in fight or flight, way overreacting to anything that had to do with a step down or a step up. We cleared it. And that was the thing she said. I feel like myself again. And the trajectory of her life skyrocketed after that, where really the trajectory before had been a fast nosedive of a 747 into the ground. So what I want people to know is this makes all the difference. And I know that you had some amazing experiences too. Will you share some, Bill?
Oh my gosh. This goes without saying, this is why I just love the work that we do. You know, you helped people with their lives. Well, the first one, you know, and this is just from the show, right? That was just this weekend. I think I've got a little clip here you can show, but this woman had a brain injury, and it was almost a year, and it was an accident, and after that, everything spiraled down. Couldn't control the thoughts. The emotions were erratic. The daughter was with me during the process, and she says, you don't know. There was hell on the daughter, who was saying, you know, I'm walking on eggshells constantly. I just don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, she'll go off at the drop of the hat. And this is her mother that, you know, was obviously not in her character. You know, this was so foreign, right? And that's the weird thing about these traumatic brain injuries, these concussions, is that for everyone around them, they're affected and they don't know what to do. And they're all walking on eggshells. We worked, and, you know, during a traumatic, after a traumatic brain injury, sounds are so much, and you cannot focus. So we ended up doing a full session in this crowded auditorium, and the sounds were so great, but she able to keep focused. We were able to clear it where you could see the movement in the eyes, the pain go away. In the movement of the eyes.
So if you're listening on radio, come over to our YouTube channel and you'll be able to see the clip. The sound is really bad, so we can't play it on the radio, but come on over to YouTube and you can see the whole video.
Yeah.
We'll add it in, and I'll see if I can edit out the sound. But the smile on this woman's face, Bill called me over right after, and I got to witness her balancing on one foot. She was like a stork. I mean, she stood there forever and calmly had a conversation with you, where I knew before she said she couldn't even focus on anything. Like, she was just smiling. Her daughter was smiling, and you could see the calm in her body. And I know for that family, it was like a miracle. But I want to say to everybody out there, the tools that we are using are very simplistic. We're using eyes and body movement to simply allow the nerve system to auto-correct. We don't actually do anything. We know the right way to address the nervous system, But what we are doing, this is the, if I may say so myself, the brilliance of this thing is the body does know what needs to be changed. It just needs a little assist. That's what we're doing. We're creating the assist so the body makes its own adjustment. And when it does, the effects are incredible. We need to take another break, but when we come back, I'd love for you to tell Tammy's story, because that's how this whole event started. That's how we ended up at the Ogden energy healing event. So you take UK Health Radio, take it away, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right. So will you share that, Bill? Share how you met Tammy and what happened in the, it was really only about 6 weeks following.
Yeah. This is a kind of an incredible story, kind of synchronicity and coincidences. And these things seem to happen to myself and Liz quite a bit, especially when it comes to people who need help. And I had attended a energy healing conference. One of our practitioners in Utah had signed up for it. I just wanted to go up there and support our practitioner. And I was walking down the hall, and there was a woman just introduced herself. Hi, I'm Tammy. And who are you? And I'm Bill McKenna. I'm with Cognitive Movement. And what is that? And I was like, oh, well, we help people with, neurologically in their brains, whether it's been, some neurological issue, emotional issues, but we rewire their brain with these exercises that we do. And she was like, she started crying. And I was like, looking at her and very sweet woman. And she says, this is my conference. It was hers. And she said, I don't know how many months prior, she had been walking into a gas station, and there was a truck with a piece of like rail, rail that the railroad runs on, like a huge piece of metal out the back of the truck with no marking on it. She literally walked full steam because it was right at the top of her eyebrows, wham, hit the entire frontal lobe of the brain, slammed into it, boom, down, knocked out, O-U-T, out, like Mike Tyson knocked out, and she's on the ground for 15 minutes, she gets up, in an absolute rage. And by the way, this is out of character. This woman is the sweetest, kindest, nicest, never say a darn thing bad about anybody in her life. And then all of a sudden, she's like absolutely uncontrollable in a rage. And that's not like her. And it's a small town where she lives. And she says, you don't understand, man, this is a small town. You don't do that type of thing, but she could not control herself. So anyway, fast forward, she can no longer drive, can't control, her emotions anymore. as can't balance, literally cannot balance, can, if she was to go online, she would have to shut the cameras off after a few minutes and just close all the lights and shut down. It was a horrible situation. And, you know, she's got, count this, 8 children. And the children are like, you know, as a child, the child doesn't understand. The child's like, you know, mommy, why can't you drive me? You're just lazy or something, you know? And mommy's like, mommy's jacked up, right? Well, anyway, so I have her over to the booth and we do a little bit of work. And she was able to function during the conference. And then she came down, flew down to San Diego, and we spent days together here. And we got everything back online. And she could drive again. And all the things calmed down. And she was able to focus. So it was a wonderful, exciting story of recovery. And we basically, all we did was just do the exercises and take it nice and slow and helped her through the process. And today, you know, here she is driving and the family is a heck of a lot more happy. So it's kind of exciting.
As an adult and as a person who needs to drive to take care of your life, not being able to drive because your brain can't handle it. I mean, that is very debilitating. One thing, but being able to get your emotions back under control, being able to just really function during the day, that's massive. And realistically, there just doesn't seem to be drugs or therapy that helps that. But getting your nervous system to turn off fight or flight around that injury and correct itself does really, it is really effective. And it's long, long lasting. I mean, once the system starts to repair and reroute and be way more resourceful, everything in life gets better and new connections from that get better and better and better. It's not just a one-off. We have these great big brains that go very unutilized simply because we sort of live in one or the other, energy's routed to one or the other. This is the beauty of the cognitive movement system. We've devised these very simple ways of getting the whole brain involved. So if one little part has a little boo-boo, no big deal. Let's get the rest of the brain involved in serving your entire system. And that's what happens. There was one man from conference that really sticks out to me. And he was an older man, kind of funny, you know, these events draw a very interesting character. You know, he had some crazy hair going on and his pants were unzipped and kind of funny. And he came up and talked to me and he had a hard time putting sentences together that made sense, keeping an idea together. But I could tell from the topics that he was actually quite knowledgeable. So as we were talking, I didn't have time to work with him that night because I think we were going to speak. But I asked him, I said, have you ever had a concussion? I could see the way his eyes were moving without even really evaluating. And he said, yeah, I had 2. And a stroke. Why do you ask? So I said, hey, you know, if you want to work with me, come back in the morning and let's do a session. And so we did. And we were able to get his eye pattern working normally again. So in our, from our purview, we would have routed around those systems. So he came back and we cleared and he got a lot of energy back, felt really good, but he said he felt a little strange, which can be common because with so much damage, the eyes stop moving and you lose your peripheral vision. You know, there can be holes in your vision, kind of blindness. Well, now he's seeing this whole conference in a new way and lights look brighter and colors look different. And well, you, he feels a little strange, right? So I watched him the rest of the day in the auditorium, whenever I would catch him in my peripheral vision. And he was just bright-eyed, talking. You could see that he was right on with everything. You know, his brain was back on. And he came back and talked to me later. And absolutely, that was true. I was right. He was very knowledgeable. He talked to me about a lot of topics. And boy, could he talk. But you could see that everything was firing again. And that as an older man, he had a ton of energy to share, which he shared profusely with all the booths around the building. But imagine that, not being able to find the words you need, knowing that you have information and knowledge to share, but you can't access it. You know, it's like having the keys lost to a very important file cabinet. It's right there, but you can't access. And that is what is available to people, is their files back.
Yeah.
Their energy back, and the body not being in that fight or flight state.
Yes. And these type of things, right, are related to just conditions in your life that you don't realize. Like if you find yourself getting tired, do you have a hard time with your eyes focusing and reading? Guess what? That is like all of this extra energy, right, is this damage, you know, to your brain. If I can't focus. And that means that I'm going to get strain and a lot of effort to read whatever it might be. And this is going on subliminally with our peripheral vision as well, right? In order to walk around, I need that. In order to drive, I need my periphery vision, you know? I think this episode here of this show this week is really important, you know, to consider for everybody, that think back, did I? Now, I want to talk about brain damage in another context. And that is, this is a discovery by that Dr. Daniel Amen as well. And that is, brain damage from a concussion can look the same as all kinds of things like drug use. It can look the same as emotional abuse as a child. It can look like sex abuse as a child. It can look like obsessive compulsive disorder, where it looks almost like Swiss cheese. Your brain, the scan, looks like Swiss cheese, like all these places of inactivity. So when we talk about this brain damage, if you have had physical abuse, emotional abuse, if you went through a tremendous grief, right? A loss, some sort of loss that was dramatic, intense fear, right? If you were in a war zone or something like that, all of these different things that have been unhealthy emotionally have the same effect. It can actually create areas of inactivity in the brain. Great news. You can get it back. You can get it back, and it's easy. You know, these cognomovement techniques are simple and they're gentle and they're natural. No drugs. You just do these exercises and you can bring it back online. And the beauty of this is that you're going to feel it. Literally, you will feel the tension in your eyes or see the double vision. And then you do the techniques and boom, all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, my eyes can, I can see over here now. I can look over here and I actually can see, or I see the colors brighter and sharper, you know, many, many different things that will show up, but they're all for your health, for your health. And because your brain is so dynamic, you may think it's just my sight that I got my peripheral vision back, but guess what? It's not. It is your relationship with your husband, your wife, your partner, your, it is your ability to balance yourself like you saw, you know, all of those things. They're all interrelated. So anyway, I hope that that this is that you're self-evaluating here yourself. And to recognize that there is a resource, that there is somewhere to go for this.
Well, you know, at the end of our, at the end of our radio show, we always give something to the audience. And so what I would like to give today is a way for you to kind of check your own vision or to have somebody check for you. So it's easy enough to do. Grab something like a pen or something that you can put your focus on. And right at your ear level, pull that all the way out to as far as your eye can see. Really, really, really make the eyes stretch. And notice if you can really look at that pen or not. And then you're going to move it, you know, like you're moving on the points of a clock. So move up to your eyebrow, like you're looking through your eyebrow. But the point of this, you really, really have to stretch and see if you can see the pen or not. Really look. And then you're going to move it maybe straight up above over your eye, over to the other eyebrow, and around like that. So just stopping points, one right at your cheek, like you're looking down through your jaw, like you're looking straight down. Notice how much tension in your eyes. But the biggest thing you're looking for is, can you actually see in that spot? Do your eyes go double? Do you really have to move it farther back in? The more you can make your eyes stretch, one, that exercise alone is good for your eyes. But if you think it's true for you, have someone look else look and see, are you actually looking at the object you believe you're looking at or not? But bigger than that, you might look back in your history and see, did you bump your head? I thought I had never had a concussion either, Bill. But I was sick last year and I fell out of my bed and I bumped my head. I got myself a real cute little Harry Potter scar from it.
I did. It's the funniest thing, yeah, that Harry Potter scar.
Yeah, it is a Harry Potter scar. It wasn't really much of a bump, but it did push my neck back. I did have the headache. I did have the double vision. I also had been in a couple of minor car accidents. One where the bag hit me in the face. That is offensive when an airbag hits you in the face. But also the same thing, you know, my neck hurt for a while. My vision was not good. Emotions, it was very difficult to drive after that because, you know, the emotional damage. We had cognitive movement at that time. So I work on this daily. So I didn't have the kind of effects. But if you look back in your life, you know, what little kid didn't fall and hit their head learning to walk? So we all have a little bit. And I think what really opened our eyes this week is how pervasive it is, but also how amazing it is that there's a way that it can be corrected and quite quickly. And a person could do it themselves. I still recommend seeing a practitioner, a cognitive movement practitioner, if you can. We do have two in the UK, three in the UK, actually, if you're in Europe hearing this. So come to our website, cognomovement.com, and look for find a practitioner, or you can do it yourself with our basic training, Cogno Movement Basic Training. So that's really about all we have for today, all the time we have. You want to add any last comments, Bill?
Sure. That our practitioners work globally over Zoom. So we have many in the United States, some in Canada, and you can work with them wherever you're at in the world, and they can help you. That's it.
Yeah. And the last thing too, is if you are a practitioner that could add this to your practitionership, that could use this with your clients, please reach out to us. This might be the program to add to what you're already doing. So, all right, guys, everybody, we'll see you next week. Looking forward to it already. Thanks again, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.